If you have two significant, like two thorough conversations with your significant other about an issue that you guys are having or an issue within yourself or something that's bothering you, if it does not get fixed by the second conversation, it's not getting fixed. Yeah. It starts or a pattern.
After having two conversations.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Hello.
Guys, it's been 3 weeks since we last recorded.
It's been a long 3 weeks.
Yeah, guys.
We have some things to catch up on.
Yeah. So we recorded about 3 weeks ago with Ramona. And that episode went out last week, the astrology episode, which was absolutely incredible. If you guys haven't listened to that yet, go listen to it. So she's good. Awesome. You know, our lives just went just spiraled after that, if we're being totally honest.
One thing about me, I don't know peace. I don't know peace. She doesn't know me. Don't know what that feels like.
I have no idea what peace feels like ever. But yeah, we told you guys in the last episode that obviously I was moving. So that was going to be our last I don't know if I said that in the last episode or not, actually, now that I think about it. But either way, last episode was our last episode in the Murphy bed. Rip. And with the old G&T setup with the brick and everything. So sad. But we have a new setup.
This background is giving fucking nothing.
Yeah, this background is giving nothing.
Literally nothing. It's giving like aesthetic minimalism.
Yeah,
like,
so we thought we would. Us. Right. We never.
Not us.
I cannot be the minimalist girl.
No.
But yeah, no. So we thought we would start the episode just by letting you guys know that I moved. I now live in Williamsburg and we are working on getting a new setup.
Yeah.
So right now, this is what we're working with. Obviously, we're still in the bed. I got a new bed. The bed is gorgeous. It's just not giving G&T. So
yeah, it's true. We need like a neon sign.
Yeah, maybe like I could, you know, be cute. Maybe if I could get like a pink like headboard cover. So like when we're recording, I put like a little pink, like a pink blanket or something to like put over this. Like, I don't really know. We're going to work on it. And
she's like,
see.
I'm not getting a neon sign above my bed that says toxic. And I'm like, do it now. Please.
Do it right now. I would get a big like white one that says toxic, so at least it would like actually match my room during the day.
Please,
you know, that'd be kind of cute.
Please,
we'll work on it. We'll see. We're trying to figure it out right now. My apartment is still in shambles. There's boxes everywhere. Oh, there's
that
clothes everywhere.
Such a good Christmas present. I'm actually annoyed. That would have been such a good,
what, a toxic
a neon
sign
that says toxic. Wouldn't that have been?
No. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ew. I always do that. Like, I'll be like on a work call and I'm like, you guys free tomorrow for a call? Like, no.
Well, anyways, back to it. Lily got me something for Christmas that she's not telling me. She's like, I'm so excited.
Oh my God. We will show you next time. Oh my. It's, you guys will like it specifically. Anyway.
Oh my God. I have no idea what it is, but she's been hyping it up a lot. And we got ramen.
Now I'm like, scared.
Right. We got ramen with Dog Eye the other day and they were hyping it up and I was just like, what is it? You guys know last year for Christmas I got Lily Chloe boots. So this is basically her like getting, I don't want to use the word getting back at me, but
no, it's my turn to spoil
back.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Well, like she got me a designer gift, so then I had to get her a designer gift.
Right.
And like, but I had to like turns. With a little spice. Guys, it's so good.
Yay. I'm excited. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so okay. We got that stuff out of the way. Like we told you guys, though, obviously we haven't recorded for 3 weeks, and this has been an interesting 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to start off hot and heavy with toxic thing of the week. Last episode.
Look, my toxic thing of the week did not age well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We should just get into it and explain to you guys. But last week's episode did not age well. That's what you need to know. So toxic thing of the week, Lily... You should kick this one off.
Okay. Because I know you guys are like, we want the single life updates. And I'm like, I was single for 7 days. So, So basically, last episode, my toxic thing of the week is that I was dumped abruptly in the middle of the night, which was trauma. Mm-hmm. Guys, we're back together.
Yeah. The long story short.
Long story short, I love him. And we're back together. Everything's fine. You know, he just dumped me in the middle of the night. It happens. Like, it's a common mistake that people make. And I don't know. It's hard to defend that.
Very common for your boyfriend to get up and leave you in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
It's really common.
Give you trauma. To be fair, like, we both did things in that breakup that were, like, shitty. He left me for a reason, but also the way he handled it was horrible.
Yeah.
So it was a mess, but we love Work Bay, and it's fine. We're back together.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So last, it was funny because when we uploaded last week's episode,
they were already back together,
but in the episode we announced that they broke up. So it was a little confusing because Lily literally, I don't know if it was the day after we released the episode
Two days. Oh.
That you, like, posted, like, an Instagram story with Work Bay, and then the episode came out, and you said that you guys broke up, and everyone was like, what? Like,
yesterday, he was in my photo dump, and I forgot, like, we still hadn't updated everyone. So I got, like, 25 DMs that were like, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah. What is going on? I got so many DMs yesterday, actually, too, because I did a photo shoot for updating, and...
Everyone thought I was going on again.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, did you and your boyfriend break up?
Yeah, Jeff texted me. He goes, I know this bitch is not fucking for real right now. I was like, Jeff, she's just doing a photo shoot.
Yeah,
she's
no, it was just like a favor in a way. You guys know I love the people from updating, so I did a photo shoot. But yeah, I got a lot of DMs of people being like, what? Like, you're going on again? I had like a lot of like, good luck DMs. And I was like, fuck all of you.
Yeah, like no, I'm not.
But... yeah. Also, may I say to add on to Lily's toxic confession, I have two things. One is revenge and the other is an apology. Not from me. I would never apologize. But so let me just say that when Lily and Work Bay broke up, I'm sure you guys have maybe seen by now the viral paparazzi guys on TikTok. They like go around and take like these like pretend paparazzi photos. They've done it on like Halloween to like people like dressed up.
They like prank they, like, people and pretend. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Exactly. They pretend to be paparazzi. Anyways, I DM'd like the main guy and I DM him and it was like right after Lily and David broke up. And I was just in a silly, goofy mood. And
you guys don't understand how fucking funny this was.
I DM him and I was like, hey, listen, I want to prank my co-host with the fake paparazzi. Her and her boyfriend broke up for the third time. And I just want to like hound her about it and just like make a big old joke about it because that's what our love lives are. They're just one big joke.
Big old joke.
Big old joke. So I was like, I just want to like hound her a little bit, you know, and make fun of her. And
it's funny. She's crying and it's funny.
Right. She's in screaming, crying tear and I'm laughing.
Yeah. Ha ha.
And I'm plotting against her. Mm-hmm.
Period.
And that's exactly what I did. And so he was like, I'm in. And so I spoke to him and his friends to do the paparazzi thing. We planned this whole thing to like roast the shit out of Lily. And
my dumbass thinks we're having a girls' night dinner.
Yeah. I'm like, but oh my God. Let me say, so we planned this entire thing revolving around how Lily and Work Bay broke up and they were going to hound her with questions being like, I heard you just went through a breakup. What's going on? Blah, 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 all this stuff. Like maybe 3 days before it's about to happen, they get back together. So now I'm like, all right, there's a little plot twist. Yeah. So the day of the paparazzi prank, Lily's fucking clueless. Because I text her, I was going through it that week, which we will get to also because that's part of my toxic thing of the week. But I was going through it. So I text Lily and I'm like, I want to have a girl's night. Like, I want to go out. I want to get drinks. I want to have dinner. And then I told her, I was like, I'm going to plan it. Like, it's a fucking, ugh. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
that was like a weird, like that inhale burp.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was like, I'm going to plan it. Like, I have a surprise for dinner.
I was like, ooh, free food. I'm there.
Yeah. Like, Lily's like, oh my God, girls' night. Like, yeah. So the day of the fucking prank, the guys come to my apartment and we're like filming some things ahead of time and planning things. And I'm like, hey guys, little plot twist. They're back together. This is now the third time that they broke up and the third time they got back together.
Well, that's okay.
What?
Well, technically we weren't dating the other time.
Well, Let's just count it, because they basically were. They were like in love. But so right. So we start planning. I was like, all right, so now we need to change the narrative ever so slightly and be like, you know, we heard that you guys broke up and got back together for a third time. Like, blah, you know, we're planning all these like jokes about her being desperate, like, because we love you. Mm. And yeah, it was wonderful, though. Lily was clueless.
No, you guys don't. But like, we're not understanding the gravity of the situation. Like,
yeah.
I get out of the car in East Village. Okay, if you know, you know. It's packed. It's a fucking Friday night in East Village, specifically by like Tompkins Square Park, like where all the bars are, all the young people. I get out of the car and there's these three men just screaming my name, like, flash Lily, Lily, photo. Lily. I am so fucking confused. Like, you would have thought like I saw a ghost or something. I was like, what? I was then like immediately I was like, oh, fuck you, Christina. Yeah. And then like we're walking down the block. They're following us. It's so embarrassing. People are recording.
Chasing us, jumping over things to get like shots of us. Like,
you just don't understand.
Screaming at Lily, being like, what's it gonna take, Lily? What's it gonna take?
Yeah, what's his sign?
What's his sign, Lily? Oh, like,
girl, what?
It was like so fucking funny. And it was the greatest
and I didn't know prank that it I've was ever for pulled off. TikTok. I was just so fucking confused.
Yeah.
Like, I could not, even after they left, I stood there for like 20 minutes and I was like, Christina, what just happened? What the fuck just happened?
I was like, Lily, these are my friends.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? It was the most insane prank anyone has ever pulled on me.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't believe how well I pulled it off too. Like, you had no fucking clue.
How did I have any clue? That
I remember I was talking to Jeff like a few hours before, and he was like, "Do you think she has any idea?" I was like, "No." She has no fucking.
How would I have known? Even if I thought something was up, I would. Yeah.
Would have thought it was anything else.
Yeah, and when they started screaming my names, I looked at Christina. I was like, because I thought like she was surprising me with like some of my hometown friends or like my family or something. And then I was like, why did they? Oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God.
It was amazing. So shout out to all of those guys. It was, what's their names? Jeff, John, and Kieran, I believe.
Sleep.
Absolutely incredible. I think they actually just made a page dedicated to the paparazzi stuff. I believe it's called like the Paparazzi Boys or something.
If you look up paparazzi Halloween,
yes,
it comes
if you go to Kieran, Jeff, and John. Yeah, if you go on Instagram, their name is the Paparazzi Boys. And on TikTok, I would assume that's also what their name is. Yes, on TikTok, their username is the Paparazzi Boys. So if you go there and you look them up, our video, I was just talking to them the other day. It should be up sometime in January. So when that goes up, we'll make sure to like repost it for you guys to like check it out.
Yeah. For sure.
It was incredible.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was. You don't understand how thrown off you're going to be when you got out of the car and there's paparazzi.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
It was so funny. Now, the other thing I wanted to add on to Lily's, you know, traumatic experience is that Work Bay came over to my apartment to apologize to me after it happened.
Yeah. We were coming over to Christina's for, I don't even know what. Why were we coming here? No reason. Just to hang out.
Yeah, just hang, I think.
Yeah, and she
wait,
was like,
wait, I feel like, no. Really? Was that it? I feel like you guys were coming here for a reason.
I know, me too.
Why did we plan that?
You were having, it was still during your bad week, I think.
And yeah,
you
maybe
you
I
were
was like, just like
can
down
you come
bad.
Over tonight? And then you're like, actually, you can invite David too and tell him to come over 20 minutes before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, period. And he came over for like an hour before I got here.
Yeah. I was like, not even home yet. And he's like, I'm on my way. And I was like, what? I was like, dude, I'm not even home yet. And he's like, well, I'm on the Upper East Side right now. It's going to take me a while to get there. I was like, okay. But anyways, yeah. So like Lily said, I invited them over to like hang out. But I told Work Bay to come early. And so he comes earlier. And he walks into my apartment. And it's so fucking awkward. it is so awkward. He's never seen my apartment before. So
he's also scared of Christina.
Very scared. Yeah, I was like, you know, ready to chop a stick off, like holding a knife the whole time. I'm like, kidding. Yeah. I wasn't doing that. That'd be hilarious if he walked the entire time. I'm just like,
you were
fisting
the week before,
a knife.
Or, you know, after it all happened.
So after it all happened, scared. I was looking for blood.
Yeah.
I was seeing red. Yeah. But anyway, so he walks in. He's like, oh, this is so nice. Like, give me the tour. I'm like, all right, here's this, whatever. We get into the bedroom, and I was like, yeah, this is my bedroom. And he's like, oh, wow, nice. I go, you know, I don't hate you. And he's like, okay. And I was like, let's sit down.
He's like, I'm just a little baby. Yeah, I don't know nothing. I made a mistake.
Yeah. And so we sit down in my living room and he just tells me everything from his perspective. I tell him the perspective that I have, you know, backing Lily up, but then also seeing both sides of it and being like, yes, like she shouldn't have done this, but you shouldn't have done this. And blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, obviously kind of playing devil's advocate, I guess. But anyways, it was nice, though. He apologized to me because he knew all the strain that the situation. It's your trauma. Yeah, but yeah. I was traumatized. No, it's true.
Hello.
Like, yeah. I mean. So, yeah, no. So, me and Lily, like, we just, you know, we feel each other's sadness, anger, all that stuff.
And also, like, whenever one of us goes through something, it's like the other person kind of has to, like, doesn't feel like this in the moment, but drop everything and kind of be there for
you. When me and my ex-boyfriend broke up, Lily cried. And then I think it was this time when you and Work Bay broke up, I cried.
Yeah, you did cry.
I did cry.
I cried because it was very bad, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what? I cried. I think we explained this maybe last week. I was crying because it was like a mirror of a lot of stuff I went through with my ex at the time. So yeah, that was that. But anyways, yeah, so he came over. So funny. We're like 5 minutes into the conversation. I could tell this kid is so fucking nervous. He's like, I'm so sorry to cut you off. Do you have any alcohol? Yeah. I go, I have like a half a bottle of Whispering Angel.
He doesn't even drink that much, so it shows how nervous he was.
Like, I was like, I have a half bottle of Whispering Angel left from Lily and Jeff from like the day before when you guys came over with Jackson. Yeah. So I was like, you could have that. And he was like drinking out of the bottle. It was so funny. But anyways, yeah, so we made up and then Lily came over and we dolled. I think we got Shake Shack. Yeah, that was the night that both of our stomachs were like fucked up from Shake Shack.
Dude.
That was so weird.
Hurt so bad.
Yeah, we ate Shake Shack and then like as Lily's leaving, I was like, man, I gotta take a shit. My stomach's fucked up. Yeah,
David was dying.
Yeah.
You were like, can you guys leave? I have to take a fat shit.
I have to take a fat shit.
He was like, Lily, you would never say that.
I was like, this is now that I have an adult apartment with adult money, I bought a real bamboo squatty potty. of your pooping needs.
That's the most Christina purchase I've ever heard in my life.
It's incredible. Like, you know, like it just elevates the your feet. Christina everything comes purchase. Out nice and easy.
It
like,
didn't make any sense.
The most Christina purchase. I feel like that makes
it does
sense.
Make sense. You get what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, you guys get it. Real. But anyways, yeah. So he apologized to me. Shout out Work Bay. Took some balls. So real man. I do truly believe that Work Bay is a good man. I always believed he was a good man. But naturally.
Also, I felt he felt like you guys were friends before.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just like my boyfriend. He's like also good friends with you and Ryan and Jeff and everyone. So I think it made sense more, and he did the same thing to Ryan, like he apologized to her and like whatever. I remember when my roommate is Ryan, he was over and my roommate was out of town for a while, like while this all happened. So when she got back, she was like, oh, is Work Bay here? And I was like, yeah, he's here. And she was like, where is he? I was like, I don't know.
And he was like hiding.
She like was like, David, like, where are you? And she walked in my room. He's hiding behind the door. And he was like, I'm William Bayless.
Yeah.
he was so scared.
You're embarrassed.
She was like, oh my God, I don't fucking care. Like,
oh my God.
It was so funny.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, that's that for. Is there any last words you want to say about your toxic thing of the week before we move on to trauma?
You know, mistakes were made, you know what I'm saying? But it kind of goes in. Honestly, we're going to like be talking about it in today's episode a little bit. Just like, we'll get it. You know what? We'll get it. I'll bring things up. I'll hint at, because everyone's like, we want to know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone wants to know the breakup tea. And like, I'm probably not going to get into like super detail, but there were just like trust issues and it's all about how people like work on things and like move forward. And like if it becomes a pattern, it's a pattern. But if it's worked on and solved, then it's fine. But it'll kind of relate to today's episode. So I'll give I'll sprinkle some hints. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll toss it in.
Yeah.
But moving on. My toxic thing of the week, I guess, is that I spiraled for a solid 2 weeks, maybe even 3. Now, I don't want to share too many details about my issues either, guys. However, so let's just say that me and boy got into a little tiff.
Just a little one.
Little tip.
Just a teeny tiny little tip.
Yeah, no. And we are still working on kind of like getting over it. It's like whatever. It kind of like started.
It's whatever.
It's whatever it really is.
I'm going to do that thing like when you and Martine broke up, like every 2 seconds, I was like, yeah, fuck him. And, like,
right. Fuck that.
Yeah, like, no. I'm going to try not to do that.
Animosity is still high. But, you know, I mean, long story short, it was just like started right around Thanksgiving. It started because he was like working a lot, like with his job that he does around this time of year due to like sports and everything. You know, we always make jokes about, you know, said sports media company on this show. He works like a lot, like nonstop. And it started around Thanksgiving when I thought he was like ignoring me, essentially. Turns out he was just working a lot, whatever. We had a whole conversation about it. And then that kind of like spurred, you know, when you just like, one thing annoys you and then you get in your head about anxiety about everything else and then this, that, and the next thing. So we had like this like big kind of, it wasn't really an, I wouldn't call it an argument. I would say it was more me like just so anxiety driven over his work schedule and not seeing me enough. And then on top of that, some of his phone habits, we will say, were really annoying the shit out of me. And I'm a very chill girlfriend. So for me to have annoying
that
habits
is true,
with phone,
yeah.
Is just like not dandy. But
wait, phone habit as in like him not talking to you enough? Wait.
No, phone habits.
Phone habits, yeah. I have no idea what she's saying, but I'm gonna act like I do.
Lily, phone habits.
Phone habits. Social media habits. Oops. No.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Beep, no, it's fine. Beep, beep. Social media habits, whatever.
I feel like that is so relatable for so many girls, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why I was fucking sugarcoating it. Yeah. You guys know.
I mean, I yell at work all the time for stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, and oh my God, me and Ryan talk about it every day. Like, guys just are dumb.
They're
about
fucking
social
stupid.
Media and, like, where the boundaries
well,
are.
Well, that's exactly the point because I was getting pissed off by his social media habits.
He really took it the extra mile, but.
What, with the social media?
Mm hmm.
How? I feel like he was doing something that like all like
we like
Lily's not
fight.
Over it.
We get in
Lily's not over it.
Yeah.
But anyways, so basically I was not a fan of his social media habits. We will say that. But like you were saying, men are fucking stupid. And I feel like 90% of girls have these fucking issues with their boyfriend at one point or another. I don't know, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie. My last ex, I never had a fucking issue with that.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, just whatever. Social media is so prominent nowadays, whatever. But we had like one really good conversation about it. And then it like was not an issue after that. So I was like, okay, that's over with. But it was giving me so much built up anxiety. And it was like that on top of not seeing him was driving me fucking nuts. And Lily knows I literally went down a 2-week spiral right around when I was moving too. So I already had the stress of moving and then I have relationship stress. It was a nightmare. And then I'm not gonna get into details, but we did run into a little like trust issue basically a little less than a week ago, basically. And we...
So fun.
Yeah, so fun. I'm not going to get into it now, but we were, like, working on getting past it. He's been very understanding, luckily. But long story short, my toxic thing of the week is just that I've been on this constant 3-week...
I'm trying.
This constant 3-week spiral. Like, yeah, no. I mean, like I said, luckily, it's been... He's been very understanding with me having these like anxiety and like fucking panic attacks over all this like stuff. And then I think that all of that just caused me to have anxiety in all other aspects of my life. And Lily knows that literally last night I had a full-fledged anxiety attack and started screaming, crying voice memos to her and Jeff.
It was so messy.
It was really messy. I was like, you guys don't want to be my friends anymore. Like, you guys hate me. Like,
I was just like, Christina, I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, when, what made you think that? And why you think, like, what's happening?
Yeah, I just like, I just literally.
Jeff like side texted me. He's like, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is she talking about?
I was like,
everyone was confused.
I was like, Jeff, don't even answer.
Yeah, like I said, I texted fucking boy too. And I was like, my friends hate me. Like, they don't want to be friends with me anymore. Blah, 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 blah. And he was like,
Okay, that's why, like, we're up your asshole.
Yeah,
he was like, every day.
He's like, yeah, I don't think that's how it works. Yeah, it's not how it works. No. But yeah. So long story short, Lily was going through it, and then I was going through it, and then we were both going through it, and then it was just me for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's still going through it, but if it makes,
yeah, I am still going through it, but like, I don't really like care anymore. So that's, I don't know, great. If that's the word. I care about getting through my issues, obviously, but I think I'm at like this point where I'm just so emotionally drained from my past 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I just, like, I'm just like riding the wave of life now. Like, I'm just like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
in my life. And I mean, right now things are good, and I'm just like,
I might be the next. I'm just hoping maybe I'm next for getting an apology from your man.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. My man does owe Lily an apology now.
He's like, I do.
You're like, well, I told him.
This is how this works. He doesn't get it. This is how it works, yeah, here. Like,
big or small.
Are you new here?
Yeah. Are you new here?
Like, clearly you're fucking new here. Hello.
Yeah, like, no. Like, Lily's boyfriend apologizes to me. Like, my boyfriend apologizes to Lily. Like, over, you know, arguments that we get in that have nothing to do with each other. But yeah, you have to apologize to the best friend. That's how we operate.
Yeah, like, if
you
don't, you're rude. How we operate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was a little confused when I told him, you know, you're gonna, you know, because he just doesn't really get it, if I'm being honest. But I was like, well, listen, you're gonna have to face Lily at some point. She's not happy with you right now. No. So
I mean, it definitely made sense with Work Bay, because you guys were like friends.
Yeah, you as well, and so boy, like, haven't really like got friends to that level. Yeah.
We are not friends.
I'm sorry.
For right now,
they're like, the audience is like, I am sensing a little tension.
Yeah, there's something going on.
I am sensing some issues. It's okay, listen, guys. Well,
that's why we come on the show and we're real with you guys. We don't tell you guys these things to go shit on our fucking men. We come on the show because we're going through real life issues with real life people. We just like share it with you guys, and you guys can hopefully not relate, but like, if you can, like, then I guess we have something to relate to.
No, 100%. Yeah. I actually, like, after just saying that social media thing, though, I feel like we should make a whole fucking episode about social media.
Social
boundaries.
Media have, yeah.
Because everyone is different. Like,
100%.
Some girls hate when their guys follow, like, OnlyFans girls, and then some girls don't care about that, but they don't want them following their exes. But then some, yeah, like, it's such a weird thing, and I think it would be interesting to talk about.
Yeah, no, 100%. Social media habits. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that next week. We'll see. We'll keep it in mind. All right, guys. So obviously you saw the title of this episode.
I can fix him.
I promise. I'm gonna fix him. Right. I'm gonna fix him.
He's my new little project.
Right. Yeah, you've heard it all before. The girl. We've all been there. We've all thought,
oh my God,
at some point or another, we could fix a man and his horrible habits. And so today raises the question, can you truly fix/change a man and his habits? That's what we asked
sometimes
today. We ponder the thought of fixing a man today.
This was a good episode. I'll give it to Christina. She came up with this episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good episode. Because
yeah,
we've both been there. I know you've been there.
Yeah, like, everyone's been there before. So, yeah, so we're talking, can you actually fix a man or change him and his bad habits, or the habits that you just are like, he needs to do a little bit more, whatever. So
whenever we do the intro to an like our episode idea, you're like, can you fix him? And I'm like, well, I feel like sometimes it depends. And you're like, yeah, we're getting into the bullet points.
Yeah,
like, I always want to start like giving my opinion. I'm like, it's kind of situational.
Well, yeah, no. Well, we can start with that. Like, we don't have to, like, obviously we write down bullets for this show because it's like easier to,
no,
like,
it
kind
makes
of
more,
you know,
sense if we go through them and then, yeah, at the end.
Well, I mean, the beginning that says, can you truly fix a man or change him, kind of says like, like, I mean, what's your opinion? Is it the same as what's written down on these?
Like, I think it's like,
okay,
it, yeah, depends on the topic. If it's like he has like mental health issues and like,
oh,
or,
yeah,
if he's like a cheater to like his core, like he's done it like a million times, like whatever.
Yeah,
there's certain things.
Yeah,
but sometimes it, I don't know. Yeah, it depends. Like I see that, yeah, we have like some different like situations here.
Yeah,
like with Work Bay, like I'll touch on it here and there, but like he definitely had trust issues with me. I did give him some reasons for that. To be fair. But they weren't anything like I wasn't like seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't like cheating on him or anything. But like he had some trust issues with me, and it was made him insecure, and that was something I wanted to like fix about him.
Yeah.
But exactly. It was something attainable. Like I knew he could actually like grow, and like that was something that we could get past.
And the difference too is that he actually wants to grow, and he wants to get past it so
badly.
Which literally, like, the first thing we have in here is like, people will only change if they actually want to. So it's like, yes, it's like obtainable things, and you know that, but the only reason it actually works is because he wants to change it about himself.
And for so long he was saying like, I want to change. And I was like, okay, stop saying it. And like, do things to prove it to me. And he like literally
did.
Like, he's done so many things recently that like, he's like changed his whole career and like just been like doing amazing things to prove to me that he's like really stepping it up. But it's all about seeing them do the work and seeing like their actions rather than just like, so many guys will tell you they're going to change and then they
don't. Exactly. So now, you know, obviously, like we just said, can you truly fix a man? All that stuff, which the long story short is like, people will only change if they want to. It's, you know, very situational. I wrote down, people do not change for other people. They change for themselves, which can obviously result in a better relationship, such as Work Bay. Yeah. Like, he wanted to change for himself, but obviously that results in you guys having a better relationship and you getting kind of like what you want.
Yeah.
But he's like changing for himself, you know, sort of thing. But also, contrary to that, I did write, men can change for the right woman, but it still does take wanting to change yourself for the right person.
Yeah,
for sure. You're not like, I feel like people don't go into the mindset of like, I need a change for this person. Like, maybe they do, but it like starts within yourself. Like, you need to change your habits in order to be a better person for your significant other. And obviously, you wanting to change yourself, you know, for the better results in you changing for your significant other, if that's like what the end goal is.
Yeah, exactly. It's even like with friendships, like if you improve yourself and your mental health, like you're only going to be able to be a better friend, a better girlfriend, boyfriend, like whatever. And like he actually always says that Work Bay, he's always like, I'm working really hard for myself, but also like for our future and our relationship. But like, I think about myself, and like whenever I'm working on like my mental health and stuff, when I'm at my best, I'm a really good friend. I'm a really good girlfriend, and I'm a really good daughter, sister. Like, I just feel like it's beneficial for you and everyone else around you to work on yourself and change.
Yeah, I think that's like a general like rule of thumb, you know, relationships and not. Like, work on yourself.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't be in a relationship when you're not ready to be.
Yeah.
It's just not fair to the other person, because they might be, like, light years ahead of you in some departments, and it's just not fair to, like, put yourself,
yeah, you don't want to bring somebody else into that. Yeah. So, why are the reasons, basically, like, you know, when we're, like, creating these bullet points and we're, like, talking about these topics, we kind of just go through the who, what, when, where, why. And, you know, a big thing is, like, okay, we're talking about, like, does he need a change? Like, you know, will he change? But it's like, okay, but why would he need a change? You know, what are the reasons why a man would need a change? Number one, he's unloyal.
Here we go.
Easy peasy.
Put your seatbelt
on. Number one. Yeah.
Everyone.
That's like the number one, like, big thing. Yeah. He needs to fucking change because he's being unloyal in the relationship. And, you know, that's, for some people, that's a deal breaker. For some people, it's not. I think it depends. I mean, it's usually a deal breaker.
For me, but personally, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, number one, obviously, if he's unloyal, that's got to change. Or you got to dump the man, or it's got to change, and it's got to fucking, you know, he's got to want to fucking change. It also depends. See, that's another thing. We really should do cheating 2.0. Because we should talk about, like, the serial cheater versus the, like, one-time cheater versus the, like, I feel like there's a lot of things that could surround this.
Yeah, well, there's definitely different levels of cheating. Like, cheating is cheating, okay, period. Yeah,
period.
I am very...
anti.
Very anti. And I know some people say, like, you don't... I mean, you just said this to me, so... But you don't know what you would do unless you're in the situation.
Yeah.
The only reason I feel like I do know what I would do, and me and Ryan were talking about this, because... my roommate and me are both like down bad for our boyfriends, but I'll say especially my roommate, like, just so in love.
She needs to come on the show.
She needs, like, to come on the show. I was telling her again today.
Oh, you know what's funny? That was like, sorry, totally off topic, but I'm just like, it involves her so much.
I'll keep my thought in my head.
Yes. I was organizing reels to go up today to like start uploading it to Planoly again, and I pulled a reel to post, and it was a clip from G&T where we were talking about how Ryan has that thing where she's like, I can't, but my character can.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I fucking love her.
No, my so roommate funny. Is so fucking unhinged. Like, Christina was having a mental breakdown on FaceTime. Like crying. No. Like crying. And she gets her ukulele out in the middle of you. First of all, why do you have a ukulele? Like, you know what I mean? And she that starts playing
so
of all songs. Christina's funny. Crying, having a breakdown. She starts playing the Bare Necessities on her yeah. ukulele. Bare like, Necessities in the background. And I'm like, Ryan, Christina's crying on FaceTime right now. It's like it's we're not
like,
a good time.
I'm like having a mental breakdown. Like Lily's laughing. David's yelling at me. And Ryan's playing the ukulele. And I'm just like, what is going on right now? Stop. Like, no. Like,
that's basically what goes on in my apartment at all times.
I told her she like, reminds me of that like viral TikTok of like that that guy and his mom arguing, and then the other brother walks in and starts playing the SpongeBob theme song on the ukulele. The one's like,
that's Ryan.
Literally Ryan. Yeah. Anyways, okay, back to it.
Back, but I was just saying, like, she's
Ryan's down bad.
Down bad for her boyfriend. And I feel like this man could pretty much put her through hell and back, and she'd be like, it's fine, I love him.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But I know that me and her couldn't handle getting cheated on by them and take them back because we have, like, these kind of insecurities within us.
Mm-hmm.
I know she does, but I do, too. Like, I really do. Like, I come across very confident and stuff, and I am overall.
Everybody has those fucking relationship insecurities.
100%. And I just know that if this man cheated on me, it would, like, even if I thought and tried for a few weeks to, like, give it another go, it would, like, eat me alive.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, all I would see would be them, like, hooking up. Because when me and Work Bay this summer were, like, not together, he did, like, hook up with someone else, which was fine. Like, he could do that. But I didn't go to his apartment for a month after it happened because they hooked up in his room. I wouldn't go anywhere near his apartment. Like, I, like, I wasn't even, like, mad at him because it was, like, fine that he did it.
It just made you, like,
I couldn't.
No, I know exactly.
I literally couldn't get
exactly
past it.
Exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think sometimes people know that about themselves, but it just depends on the situation.
Okay.
He's number unloyal. Two. Number
one. And then we just go on like a side rant about cheating, which is still fine. Okay. Number two, he's not treating you up to par, up to your standards. Hmm. This can mean a lot of things, which honestly under this, like we wrote, he's overall not being a good boyfriend, which everybody has their own definition of what being treated well, it like, you know, everybody has their
these
own
are hitting close to home.
Right. Like, but yeah, no. So everybody has their own like definition of what their boyfriend being a good boyfriend of them means. So that kind of plays into the he's not treating you up to your standards. Because some people it's like, you know, some girls, they're like, okay, I just want my boyfriend to hang out with me at the end of the day and whatever. And, you know, that's that. But then other girls such
kiss
as me.
Kiss my fucking feet.
No, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Me, on the other hand, like, you need to be obsessed with me. Like, I actually did say that to Boy the other day. And we, like, obviously, we're hinting a little bit that, like, I felt like I wasn't getting treated as I should be. But, like I said, we're working on that. But one of the things I did tell him when we were, like, having this, like, huge discussion about everything is I think I literally said word for word, I need to be with men that are obsessed with me. And he was like, period. Like, yeah.
So, like, it's so, so fair. I don't like when I can see people in their windows. It's so weird.
Oh, I can't even really see them out there. You can see them directly.
I just saw a naked child, and I'm scared.
I am the naked neighbor, guys. So I never really had this issue in my last apartment because we had like a balcony thing. You couldn't fully really look in unless you really tried.
We are loving the tangents today.
Yeah, we are. But that's what this is about. And we also haven't recorded in 3 weeks.
I just remember something. Well, I'm going to expose Christina really quick. Not for anything that you're going to get mad about, I promise.
Oh, no.
My friend Enrique Kike, we've talked about him. I'm sorry, we're going. This is such a tangent, but I'm going to be quick. He said that his friend and him were hanging out. I've met this girl like once. And she was like, oh, I listen to your friend's podcast all the time, Gin and Toxic. She was like, I love it. She talked for like so long about how much she loves it. And then she goes, I have one feedback about the show.
Wait.
And I'm going to preface.
I'm pretty sure I already know what she's going to say, but.
Okay, I'll tell you. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it, so I'm just going to say that. She said that Christina always cuts Lily off and talks way more than she does. And I was like,
I knew it.
Babe, it's because sometimes I just want to sit and listen. Like, I don't know. But I actually don't agree.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? It's so funny. I knew you were going to say that.
Really? Because I didn't. When he said she had feedback, I was like, wait, really?
I didn't agree. A lot of people say that, and I don't mean to do it on purpose, obviously. It's just like,
this is how we are in real life.
Like, yeah, it's just how we are. It's just like how our banter is. And I obviously just like, you know, I'm a fucking Gemini. I just naturally talk a lot, and my head is always in like 1,000 places at a time. So then when something comes up, I'm just like, boop. Like,
yeah, and it just comes out. If I don't feel that way, then like it doesn't. If I felt that way, I would have obviously like expressed it to you. But oh my God, gin and toxic drama.
Oh my God,
Lily leaves the show.
But I knew it was going to be that.
Just made me laugh my ass off.
No, it is. You know what's funny is that that is not the first time I've heard that, and I've tried to be conscious of it. But also, we just like when we record the show, it's just like we're recording a show, but we're also just having a conversation with each other, and we naturally just like. I'm fucking chaotic, so I'm just like, blah, blah, blah,
I
like,
never felt that, you know? Way, so
that's, okay, that's so that's that. What matters, so fuck all of you.
I think people just don't understand our dynamic in real life either sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you sit at a dinner table with us, this is what you're getting. Like, we're just gonna talk nonstop, and Christina is gonna cut me off, and that's fine. And I'm probably gonna cut her off as well, right. Like,
mm-hmm. Also, like, I mean, obviously, you've been podcasting with me for slightly over a year now, but I've also been in the podcasting space, let alone the influencer space, for so fucking long that I think I just like naturally just like don't really think about it.
Well, yeah, I think you're also like, a little more of like an entertainer than I. Like, yeah. I think like if, let's say me and Christina ever did like a live show or something, like she would be taking the lead on that. Like, she would be open. You know, she opens every episode. Like, you know, it's just, it is what it is. I have a more laid back like personality sometimes.
Yeah, once again, I'm like, me cutting you off for like a side tangent.
It's just all
like
about something, me. It's about me. Right. Me.
Just like,
me.
Just like something I was thinking about is the fact that this building in the amenity space, they do have a yoga and dance room that is like vacant like 90% of the day. Like, it's only taken when like one person's working out in there or if there's like a yoga class or something. But it's a completely vacant dance room. And I
So what you're saying is we could be the next Dixie and Charli D'Amelio.
Right. And we could go and we could rehearse and then we could put on a show at City Winery. Like, that's what I'm saying. But anyways.
Perfect. I am having costumes made as we speak for me and Christina. Yeah. We'll get into that. Yeah. So
whole thing, guys.
Like, I'm sorry.
What? Oh, wait. We actually.
This is a mess. This episode is a fucking mess.
It's fine, though. This is usually, but it's like when we don't record for a while. Sorry. One more side tangent. Only because I had this written down to discuss when we were doing Toxic Thing of the Week. We're doing a season 2, guys. We didn't know if we were ever going to do the whole podcast season 1, season 2, season 3 sort of thing.
No, not a side tangent. This is important.
This is important.
This is why I'm having costumes made.
Yeah. It was actually Lily's idea. She was like, do you think we should like take like a little like month and a half off and then go into like a season 2 and make it like bigger and better and everything? You know, we've been doing this for over a year.
No, let's not forget, we put out an episode every single week for over a year.
Yeah. Most of the time.
yeah.
A few times. But the point is that this episode is going to be episode 48. And then we land on episode 50 on December 28th, I believe, which is like in perfect timing with the new year. So it'd be like perfect timing to take a little break at the beginning of the new year, get our shit together and go into in season 2. So that's what we decided. Listening to season one.
I mean like strap up and get the fuck ready.
Yeah, like we're,
because I have ideas.
Yeah, we're revamping new
marketing,
new everything. So yes, very important. So this is episode 48. New episodes every Wednesday until December 28th is going to be our last episode for season 1. And then in the new year, we don't know how long we're going to be taking off yet before season 2.
Probably
not
a
too
month.
Long. Probably about a month, 4 weeks. It's not like you won't hear from us during that time, obviously. We'll still post on socials, our separate ones, and on the GNT one. There just won't be a new episode.
It won't even be a break because we're going to be putting grinding for
season 2. Yeah, exactly.
Two.
We're going to be posting hardly a bunch of shit. Break. We should maybe try and do like a fucking live stream every week or something.
Yeah.
We just won't have a new episode out. But then we're coming back better than ever. And I think that, you know, with the way our lives have been over the past few weeks, makes a lot of sense to just like chill out and like really get it together. You guys know, if you know, if you've been listening to our last few episodes, we have, I feel like it's been kind of obvious that we've been in a little bit of like a creative rut.
Yeah,
and I feel like taking,
but I feel like it's so normal. Like I was saying that to Ryan on my way here. I was like, dude, we've been recording an episode of Gin and Toxic for every week, almost every week for over a year. Like we need a season two with this. Like we need like a break.
We need like a fresh start to get our.
I feel like for me, I know myself, like fresh marketing and like new guests and like a new energy will make me like. Really, because like I love Gin and Toxic and I never want to stop. I'm gonna be recording this shit in the fucking nursing home, okay? Yeah. But like I know myself and I feel like I'll feel way more excited and motivated when when we do that. So
100% So anyways, that was one little side tangent. But that needed to get out of the way. Anyways, let's get back to the topic. Okay, so right. What are the reasons a man would need to change? He's unloyal, he's not treating you up to your standards, he's overall not being a good boyfriend. He has bad relationship habits is the next one we're talking. He's a bad communicator. He looks through your phone. He's overly protective. That could be one.
Yeah.
Trust issues. He's not affectionate enough. You guys are getting into fights over like little things. They're like this list of like, you know, relationship habits, like bad relationship habits. It can mean so many different things.
You know how you always say like don't fall for the first nice guy that's nice to you, or like you don't have to like the first nice
guy. You don't have to romantically like the first guy that's nice to you.
That reminds me of the one that says he's just overall not being like a, or he's not meeting your standards, because like you could be dating a guy who's like so amazing, so nice. I mean, kind of reminds me of my ex, to be honest. Like he's such a good human being, like an amazing person boyfriend wise and like a lot of people didn't understand when we broke up. They're like, oh my god, but he's so great, he's
like, but you're like in a relationship, it's different
on dates.
Like,
he's not a good boyfriend, like great person, bad boyfriend. And I feel like that's okay. Like sometimes I feel like girls are with guys and they're like, oh, I just feel so bad because he's like such a good guy. And like, oh, like whatever. And like guys can feel this way too, like, oh, she's a really nice girl, she has so much going for her, she's successful, but
but it's just not there.
There's no, they're not doing anything romantic for me, they're not making me feel like I don't see them. Even if you bring it up to them, you just know they're not really that type of person. Like they're not maybe like a mushy person or someone that's gonna like randomly get you flowers or like thoughtful things like that. And like that's fine that they're like that, but like you should be with someone that is, and like you can still really like them and know that they're a good person, but that's just not like the person for you. So
yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, I feel like that's so common.
Very.
Yeah,
I actually just had this whole conversation. I mean, this is more about like not when you're already dating somebody, but when you're going on dates. Me and boy had this conversation about how we, I think it was originally brought up because one of the girls that I did the updating photo shoot with, the girl I told you that like he's friends with, they met because they met on Hinge, and or I don't know if they met on Hinge. I think so. But they met and they went on like a first date and they like had drinks and they had like a good night and everything. But it, they just both were like, it's not there romantically. But like, you're really fucking cool and I want to be friends with you. And like, you're great, just not boyfriend material. And I was like, I had a very, I've had multiple situations like that.
Yeah.
Like dog guy, fucking not boyfriend material for me. One of my absolute best friends.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, Danny, that like I'm friends with also, the songwriter dude,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes.
Prime example, also, we, same thing, went on a date, had dinner, had drinks. 10 out of 10 guy was not there romantically, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, or you're just like, I can't see you being the type of boyfriend that, like, I want.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't,
you can't fix him into a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, or, like, the type of boyfriend that you want, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're just gonna, so that was, like, kind of, like, the list of what, you know, why are the reasons a man would need a change. Now, this next quote we're about to say, I think Lily would probably want to throw me out the window for saying this, because I said this exact quote to her so many times in her life now.
Oh my God, 100%.
100,000 times. I tell everybody this quote, it's going to change your lives, guys. I promise. My lovely life coach taught me this lesson, this thing to keep in mind. And it's basically, if you have two significant, like two thorough conversations with your significant other about an issue that you guys are having or an issue within yourself or something that's bothering you, if it does not get fixed by the second conversation, it's not getting fixed. Yeah. It starts or a pattern.
After having two conversations.
Yeah, after having, exactly. By, you know, you have the second conversation, if it does not get fixed, like, you're not going to go have a third conversation, it's not going to get fixed. It creates a pattern, it creates a habit, and it's no good. So, you know, can you fix a man? Can you change a man? Can he become the person you want him to? If you have two conversations with him and either A, he's not putting in the effort to do that, or B, he says he's going to, he's going to prove to you all this stuff, but his actions still aren't showing it by the second conversation. Yeah. Probably not the guy for you.
100%.
Yeah. So, you know, that's that. Creates a pattern, creates a habit, whatever. Now let's get into, you know, little positives. Signs he is changing.
Yeah.
I want to fix him. Can I, you know, I'll fix him. Here's the signs that he is actually changing, you are fixing him. When you express concerns and he's actually, like, actively listening to you, and he's not just, like, you know, you could tell when you're talking to your significant other and they're not actually listening to what you said.
Yeah, and, like, if they're coming up with ways, like nothing gets fixed overnight. Like, obviously, we're not naive to that. But if you're, like, expressing concerns and they're like, okay, it's going to take us a while to get there, but, like, what can I do in the meantime to kind of build up to that and, like, start doing things to, like, get me there? Like, if they're kind of, like, almost, like, brainstorming with you, like, not just listening, but, like, actually actively maybe giving some ideas and, like, kind of brainstorming with
you. Well, that kind of plays literally into the next bullet point, which is willing to compromise.
It is. Willing to compromise.
I look at it because it's spelled compromise.
It is.
I always want to say compromise. Is willing to compromise with you to feel better about situations is literally basically what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you need to be, there has to be equal give and take. And, you know, you have the convo with them. They're actively listening to what you're saying. They're trying to understand it, or they do understand, or they're trying to understand it. And they are working with you, like, you work as, like, a team. The one thing that I actually was saying recently, like I said, I was obviously going through some stuff with my boyfriend, and the one thing I kept telling him over and over again was, help me help you. Like, let's talk about this and, you know, come up with ways that we could get through this together. And that's ultimately going to help me feel more comfortable and better in this relationship. And if I feel more comfortable and better in this relationship, you are going to feel more comfortable and better in this relationship.
100%.
So it's definitely a help me help you sort of situation, which I'm not gonna lie, every time I use the phrase help me help you, I think of that Logan Paul song with Why Don't We. Anyways.
Stop.
Help me help.
The way this is gonna get cut up and put on Twitter so fucking quick. I'm ready.
But it's so, like, why do you think this song was made? Like, the whole song is exactly about that.
It's a beautiful
thing. I can't believe I'm advocating for this man right now. No. Moving along.
Absolutely not.
Anyway. No. Okay. He isn't annoyed or hasty when talking to you about the issues. That kind of basically plays into the, he's actually listening to you. He's not just, like, you're telling him, like, I am freaking out about this. This is what's annoying me. This is what's bothering me. And he's not just being like, get over it, or blah, 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 blah. Or, like, you know, he's not giving you a fucking issue or getting annoyed with you about it. He's like, okay, I understand that things take time, you know.
XYZ. Yeah. Yeah.
Patience. We talked about this earlier. I don't know if you want to touch on that.
Patience. But. I don't see that. Oh, patience.
I know. I wrote it in there last minute. It was kind of like taking baby steps. Yeah. That's what you said. That's why I wrote it down.
Obviously, this isn't why me and Workbay broke up at all. But a big issue I was having with him is basically me and him, like, he's Workbay because we work together in a restaurant.
Right.
But, like, while we were working in this restaurant, we both were in, like, really weird ruts in our career. And I took a huge initiative in August. I was like, I want a better life for myself. Like, I am stepping the fuck up and getting a better job and, like, whatever. So I did that. And he was still kind of, like, stuck in this place that I was in. And it's hard to date someone who's not where you're at, like, financially and career-wise. Not even financially. It's really just, like, career-wise and, like, your schedule and, like, whatever. Yeah. A huge issue I was having with him was I'm waking up super early every day and doing 100 things, and I'm feeling so, like, mentally great and motivated, and he's sleeping in and working nights and, like, you know, we're just not at all on the same page. And that was becoming a huge issue. And I knew that was something that was not going to like be fixed overnight. But I felt like I was nagging him where I was like, you need to wake up earlier. Or you need to like be better, but better. And like, I just knew I needed to be like patient in that situation. And instead of like being too much, I was like, okay, what baby steps can you take to like be better? And then, you know, over time it happened and he started waking up earlier and like fixing up his resume and doing more things. And then now he works an amazing job, like 9 to 5, like I do. Mm-hmm. And like now we're back on the same page, but it did require a lot of patience. So you always have to know that things are not going to be fixed overnight, but as long as there are, even just like the littlest thing, just like waking up an hour earlier or like whatever, in that case, like it was like the little things where I was like, okay, at least he's like making progress and doing the things he says he's gonna do. But I told him, I was like, if you don't get it together, like career wise and just like mental health wise and like whatever, I can't be with someone like that. Like, I just feel like I'm too grown to be like, oh, we're only 19, 20, like whatever. Like, you know, we're 23 now. And like, I do need that kind of guy in my life. Yeah. So that was like a deal breaker for me for sure. And once I expressed that to him, he like took action and now has a better job than I even do. So it's just like, that's all that mattered to me. Like, I can work with someone through something as long as I'm seeing action.
Yeah, 100%. And then the next one is you feel the change in their behavior, which is like, it sounds like kind of stupid, but also like just trust your fucking gut.
100%.
Like, if you feel like they are changing and you can sense that they actually are, like, listen to your gut feeling. Not your head so much. I mean, your head, yes, you want to listen to it too. But like, if your gut's telling you, like, I don't know if they actually are changing, like, they probably aren't. But if your gut's like, no, like, I have hope in them, I think they are changing for the better, then, you know, they probably are. And then kind of the last thing on here is they don't make you question why you feel the way you do. They just kind of like work through it with you. They're not like, you like don't feel like that, like why, like invalidate the ways that you feel about, like, you know, if you're not being satisfied in the relationship because of any of the reasons,
even if they don't agree.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they don't agree, they're not like just rebutting you. They're just being like, okay, well, you know, x, y, and z, let's you know, work through that. They're not, you know, making you feel just like
that happens a lot. Like, people have very different boundaries. Like, we were talking about the social media thing earlier. Yeah. Like, people have very, me and Workbay just have very different things that bother us when it comes to like exes and like girls and guys in our past. Like things that bother me do not bother him, and things that bother him, I'm like, oh my god,
you're like, what the fuck
about that at all. But then I'm like, I think about it and I'm like, I could kind of understand. I suppose like some people would care about that, like I don't, but that doesn't mean, it's like you can't invalidate someone's feelings, and they should be understanding of that.
Yeah. And it's also like, you're not gonna see eye to eye on everything with your significant other, but you have to at least try to understand why they would see it like that, even if you're like, I don't really get it. Mm-hmm. But you know, if it makes them feel validated and it's something like within reason, then you know, you're not gonna see eye to eye on it, but at least you could try and understand it,
right,
and accept it, you know. Okay, so that was all the reasons, signs that he is changing. We didn't write down signs that he isn't changing, but here's the thing, we didn't actually write down bullets for signs that he isn't changing, because basically everything we just said, it's the opposite. So, you know, we wrote down, when you express your concerns, he actually listens. So signs that he isn't changing is that when you express your concerns, he's not fucking listening.
I mean, and if he's, it ain't belittling, changing, you're gonna know.
He's gaslighting,
babe.
You.
It's the same old shit.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna know. He's not willing to compromise. I'm doing it again.
I do that with Wednesday. I always want to say Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I always do that.
Did you watch that new Netflix show?
No.
Watch it. It's so good. I binge watched it in one day.
I haven't watched that or White Lotus, and I just feel like I didn't watch White Lotus either. The internet. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he's not willing to compromise with you to feel better about situations. He is annoyed and he is hasty when talking to you about the issue. He gets very annoyed with you. He was like, seriously, we're talking about this again, but like some shit like that. He has no patience. You don't feel the change in his behavior. And he makes you question yourself and your self-worth.
Period.
That's basically it. And the long story short, to wrap it all up, is that, you know, if you see that he's not changing.
The Jen and Toxic DMs are so funny.
Oh, they're
Did
so funny.
Did you see my story yesterday?
Yes, like, of
something
course.
Something about Workbay. There's so many replies. I didn't even think to check the replies. Like,
the fuck?
Yeah. Oh my. They're all like, wait, the way this is me. Like, yeah, they're all like me and my ex. Like,
well, that's why I was saying I like coming on the show. And even though we go through like shit that like we don't want to admit, like nobody wants to fucking come on the internet. It, like, that's the thing about relationships. It's like a totally different tangent. But this is my exact issue with relationships on the internet, is that people, 90% of couples only post the good on the internet and they only want you to see the good about the relationship. No couple is going on the internet being like, got into a fight and like this and that. Like, nobody's posting about that. They're only posting about their good things, which obviously you want to post about the good things in your life. That's what makes you feel good.
But that's the reason. But then that's podcast. Like, I need to be honest. About,
exactly. You know? That's the thing. We come on the show and we talk to you guys about, yeah, like our relationships are not fucking good and dandy right now. Here's the fucking reason why. And if you guys relate, I'm sorry for you. If I'm being honest, but you know that you're not fucking crazy because other people are going through it too. But anyways, back to the point, to wrap up that segment, you know, if you see the signs that he isn't changing, leave.
I got a good toxic confession.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was easy. If he's not changing, leave him.
Bye.
Okay. Oh. Now, toxic confession time.
Okay. I'm doing it today.
Look at you.
Period. This just made me giggle. So,
little gig.
Obviously, we wrap the show with toxic confessions. So I almost just said, this is from, and then like read the girl's name.
Why is that girl? Oh, never mind. I thought I said, this is not her name, but I thought I said Cece, and I thought I knew her. Anyways, not the person I was thinking of. Go on.
Okay. She said, she goes, this isn't really toxic of me. It's just fucking embarrassing.
I love an embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing, my life is embarrassing, to be fair. So. She goes, so I was home from college for the weekend last night, and nobody in my family was home. I wasn't aware that our cameras detected sound and it notified like my parents when the sounds like went off on the camera. So, when it reached a certain level. Okay. Well, anyways, I invited over one of my fuck buddies and we had really, really loud sex. And the next morning, my mom came home from her overnight shift, barged in my room and said, you had some really good sex last night, huh? So the cameras detected the sound and my mom checked her phone and literally saw us fucking on the cameras. I will never be bringing anyone over to my mom's house ever again. That is?
A camera that detects awful noise? Yeah, I mean, I guess that
for security.
Yeah, that sense would make sense.
But like, you know, what the fuck?
You know what this actually reminds me of? Very Vemily? Am I okay? Very similar story is, wait a minute. Did he tell me this when he was with you? Wait, did fucking dog guy say this when we were at ramen, or was it before you got there? He told either us or me before you got there a story where when he was home for Thanksgiving, he brought a girl home from the bar.
No, he told me this.
Yes, he was. You were there. Yeah, dog guy basically, I'm like totally outing him right now. He doesn't give a fuck. But basically, like over Thanksgiving break, he was like, you know, there's Thanksgiving Eve, whatever. He brought a girl home with him. And, you know, she like stayed the night, whatever. And she left at like 7 a.m. But then his mom, I forget how he said that his mom like knew. But
I would
basically
never bring someone to my parents.
I can never. But I mean, I did one whatever. Time. But yeah, he said that like his mom basically like found out and was like, oh, so you had a girl over last night. And he was like, oh, oopsies. But I forget how he said his mom found out.
I would never.
I just like, I can't.
Especially like, I mean, I guess if it like, I remember the month before I started dating my ex, like in 2019, I had a guy over and I thought we were just friends. We had been friends for years and then we ended up hooking up and I was like, we had to be so fucking quiet because we're in my parents' house. Like, this is so weird.
You want to hear? Oh my God. This is like, I'm sorry. One more random side story while we're talking about parents' houses. I actually thought about sharing this story on TikTok because I started thinking about the other day how fucked up this story is now looking at it. When I was like 16, 15, 16,
she was a hoe. I already know. And this is going to be a hoe story. I know it.
Well,
maybe not.
No, not particularly.
Okay. You were a hoe, so that was just a fun fact.
Yeah, right. I was a hoe from a young age. But no, so the point is that it's more of like a I'm trying to, like, I don't know if the, I'm not going to lie. I think this is the right terminology. Please do not come for me if it is not. But I am, like, 90% sure the proper term would be grooming.
Okay.
Because the guy was, like, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This guy DMs me on Instagram, and he goes to Parsons. I am a high schooler. Early high school.
Not even like a senior in high school.
Not even a senior in high school.
Even that.
I was like, I swear to God, I think I was 15 at the time. I don't even think I was 16 yet. Anyways, he like keeps hitting on me. But like when you're young and like naive, you don't realize. Also, like the internet and like now like Gen Z has become more like conscious of like what grooming like truly is and like how fucked up it is.
Don't even, it's not your fault at all. I talked to so many guys that were like 7 years older and now I look back and I'm
like. And you're like, wait, that's fucking weird.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. No. So yeah, I was like 15, I think at the time. And this fucking guy kept hitting on me. And so we had this like whole plan to meet up together. And the only thing is I lied to my parents and like I told them that he was just like a friend of a friend and like that he was like 17 or something like that. Like lied to my parents basically about it because this guy, I shit you not, lived in New York City, went to fucking Parsons, okay, it was like 20 years old. I was fucking 15, 16 at the time. Took the LIRR.
Yeah,
okay. An hour and a half out to Long Island to come to my parents' house, I swear to God, for 1 hour to like make out with me. And then
yeah, he had like a young girl fetish for sure. So gross.
And then leave. And at the time, gross. I was like, after he left my house, I was like, you know, he left and, you know, my parents don't know any better. Like if they fucking knew their daughter was getting groomed, they would have been like, absolutely fucking not, you know, but
obviously,
yeah, no, after he left, I like never spoke to him again after that because I got like the ick from him. But now that I am older and conscious, I look back at that and I'm like, oh my God, that was so fucked so up.
Disgusting.
Oh my God. Damn. It like skeeves me now.
I feel like it's like a green flag. Me and my roommate were just saying this when guys are into MILFs because we're like, it's not the alternative.
Right.
Because like, guys, it really is one way or the other. They're either into like that mature, like not even MILFs, just like an older woman, like a 21 uh-huh. year guy who wants to fuck like a 30 year old. That's how Workbay is. He loves a good MILF. But like the guys that love like, if
fucking 20, you remember the guy that's like, yeah, I'm into like blonde girls that look 15.
I'll never forget.
Never forget.
Or the guy, even like this a 25 year old guy's like, I love Olivia Rodrigo. She's so hot. It's like,
yeah. And you're like, no. Yeah, no, guys. I was seeing this guy for literally a second.
No, not even seeing him. Second. They like fucked twice. Saying,
we fucked like two or three times in the course of like 3 days, 2 days, three times in the course of 2 days. And I thought that there was something going on there and it turns out it wasn't whatever. Anyways, this man told me when I asked him what his type was, which look at me, guys, look at me. Just take a good look at me. And then listen when I tell you that he told me to my face, his type is blonde girls that look 15.
The way I would have literally walked the fuck out. Like okay, so you were giving actually, did you see his new girlfriend? Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Who is not a blonde looking 15 year old, so good for him. But does she know
that? No, I literally wanted to DM her. Type. I literally wanted to DM her and be like, hey.
Your boyfriend's a little scary.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Anyway, wait, I got this. Wait, I always forget the
yeah, Lily's got to do the outro.
And I'm already forgetting what the thing is that I always forget.
Well, just go with it and I'll tell you if you get it right. All right, Lily, outro, go.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Gin and Toxic. Make sure you follow us, Gin Toxic Podcast, on, do I have to list the things?
Yes.
On Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes. Come on. This is what you forgot last week. We just did it.
No, we didn't. It's been weeks.
No, like we just did it in the show. It's a segment.
Make sure you send us your toxic confessions. And you have a great fucking day. You have a great fucking day. I'll see you next time.
Great fucking day.
Bye.
You bastard. Mwah. Goodbye. Mwah.